We're talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Garner Hayfield Ventura head boys basketball coach Jake Young. And coach, we're going to go back to December 13th against Bishop Garrigan in a moment. But first, before we talk about that, let's talk about the first five or six games to start this season. Wins over Forest City, North Iowa, West Hancock, Belmont, Clemmie, and then that win over Clarion Goldfield. Dows, coach, just kind of summarize all those and how you feel that first part of the season wins.
You know, every year is a little different. That first four or five games is really just a feel-out process with your own team and just getting a feel of how they play, how the chemistry is. And, yeah, getting all those wins was great. Anytime you can put a win on the board, you'll take it. And I don't know that we really played our best basketball ever, but, you know, when it counted in the fourth quarter, I thought we executed very well, considering being in the first part of the season. So, yeah, obviously any coach is going to love coming out the gates with some wins and just look to build off of those.
Well, coach, as you know, it's been kind of a wild winter already, but let's go back to your December 13th game against Bishop Garrigan. You guys were able to find the victory, 74-49.
It really came down to a really good start by our guys. We brought the energy from the first quarter throughout the second quarter and really just stepped on them the second half as well. So it was just a lot of energy, a lot of guys getting involved, and I think we had over 20 assists, which is a stat I look at, and if we can do that, we win a lot of ball games. Just a lot of guys getting involved, touching the ball, and just that chemistry taking over. But really it starts on the defensive end as well, bringing the intensity, and I thought we had a good game plan, and the guys came out and executed really well.
You guys were able to get that conference win to move on to Eagle Grove. 7 days later, coach, you guys take on Eagle Grove on the 20th, your final game before the Christmas break. And again, you find the win at home, 71-57.
Yeah, definitely an improved Eagle Grove team that's got a lot of weapons offensively. So their guards are some of the best in the conference and some of the best shooters in the conference. So we knew we had to locate them. And even when we played good defense, they were able to take their shot. So they were definitely a challenge for us going into break there. But again, if we're playing really physical defense and then coming back on the offensive end, got a lot of transition points. Again, a lot of hands touching the ball. Again, I think we were around that 20th assist mark. So that's what we really like to see. And glad we got a lot of guys in, a lot of guys shooting double-digit scores. That's what we need to be successful.
And, coach, you guys are able to find all those conference wins, all those wins, and head into the Christmas break with an undefeated record. I know I didn't 100% know what kind of team you were going to fully have coming into this year, as it's kind of a little bit of a new-look Garner Hayfield Ventura boys basketball team. Of course, you have some key guys that returned, but really lost a number of your guys that helped you out on that good run to the sub-state final a year ago. Coach, what did you guys work on the Christmas break to get ready for the stretch run here?
Definitely over break, you just look to find your weaknesses and shore those up as much as you can. And we just tried to really move the ball, not get isolated on offense, and then just really be physical and communicate on defense, getting back in transition and not giving up easy buckets. So we just really focus on the fundamentals. A lot of times during the season, you get so many games in a row that you can hardly practice anything but the team you're playing. So it's nice to get back to the fundamentals and really just focus on good quality basketball.
Right after the break, coach, it's a quick turnaround, and you guys are playing Lake Mills, who has had a great run over the last couple of years, and straight out of the Christmas break for both teams on January 2nd, the day after the new year. And you guys take on Lake Mills at Lake Mills, 77-54 in favor of the Bulldogs. You fall for the first time this year, but the final score definitely was not an indication of how the game went. It was a really good, close battle during that one.
Yeah, it was, like you said, a fun game, two good quality teams. And in that first half, it was just back and forth, back and forth. So we were able to get the lead in that first half. And I was really proud of the guys, the way we just came out, especially being out of break. That's really tough. But I thought there was a lot of energy in the building both ways. But yeah, then that third quarter, just had a couple turnovers off the bat and gave them some momentum, and we never quite recovered that momentum. But proud of the way the guys fought all the way. Got a little out of hand there at the end, but you know, that's what we need. We need to face quality teams to see our weaknesses, to understand what we need to do. And just proud of the guys, the way they rebounded in practice, a lot of energy in practice and wanting to get better.
And coach, with Lake Mills in Class 2A this year, you never know if you are going to see them again. I mean, of course, you're going to see them on January 27th at your place for the final conference matchup with Lake Mills of the year. But you never know if you're going to see them in the postseason as well. How nice has it been to be able to play some of these really good teams? I know you're going to take on an Algona team later on today. We're going to talk about that. But you took on some really good teams to start the season. How nice is that to kind of what you just said, kind of maybe expose yourself a little bit on film, see where you need to work on?
Yeah, it's a long season. And like you said, we might see teams three times, and I guarantee every single game is going to be different than the one you played before. So we're just trying to get better, trying to learn from our mistakes, and just go out and play quality basketball.
And last night, Coach, your guys' team travels to North Union, kind of a smaller gym, as we've talked about in the past over there, and gets kind of loud in there. North Union, a much improved basketball team. We've kind of seen it over the last couple of years, them getting better and better, and they've been playing some good ball, and they're able to get past you. They clip you last night 51-49. Coach, tell me about the game a little bit.
Yeah, and they, again, in their building, they bring a lot of energy. The crowd, like you said, the little smaller gym, so you really make an impact. But no, our guys came out, they battled, and we just couldn't get that momentum going. We couldn't find that that big three, that open three we needed to knock down. It just didn't go in tonight, and a couple balls didn't bounce our way. And so that's basketball, and that's kind of what I told them. They got to understand it's not always going to bounce their way, and you just got to play through it. So we'll go through ups and downs all throughout the season, and I just keep telling them it's a long season. We just want to be playing our best basketball, you know, towards the latter part of the season. And, you know, that every game is a step, whether it's – and it's always got to be a learning experience. So, no, we're looking forward to getting back to it, learning from it, and moving on to the next game.
Coach, you kind of just mentioned it there, some adversity for your team. Back-to-back losses now for the first time this season after starting the season undefeated. Both losses in conference play. Now you got to turn around today and play a very good Algona team out of Class 3A. So, Coach, just talk about that. The team facing a little bit of adversity here. Got to turn around and play Algona today.
Yeah, we get to go back home, and that's going to be big for us. Just playing in our building, that comfort level. And I expect our guys just to play with a lot of confidence. Go out, leave it all out there, and really in a no-pressure situation. Nobody's, you know, non-conference. That's where you get to go have fun and play against a quality opponent like Algona. We've had some really good battles with them throughout the year, and looking forward to the challenge again today.
Coach, over the next few weeks, you guys have some more big games coming up as you're going to play, we mentioned, Algona today. Then you'll turn around and flip the conference over. North Iowa, Forest City, you got to go to West Hancock, which will always be tough for you. And then you get Humboldt, another good team out of Class 3A, before you finish off the rest of the conference season. You're also going to add Clear Lake in there, another NCC school. So, Coach, what does your team have to do to get some wins here on the backside of your schedule?
Yeah, I really think it just comes down to taking it game by game. And really for us, it's quarter by quarter, making sure we're focused. And not looking too far ahead. Again, we're a team that still trying to find 100% our identity, and the younger guys that didn't have a lot of experience, they're getting their experience now, and really just looking to find our groove, to find our chemistry. And again, that takes, it's game by game. We're not even halfway done with the season yet, so we got a long way to go, and we just want to be a team that's trending up towards the end of part of the season. And that just comes with game by game, practice by practice, and wanting to get better every day.
Coach, thanks so much for your time. Good luck today against Algona, and we'll wish the Cardinals the best of luck over the next couple weeks till we talk to you again.
Thank you.
That's Garner Hayfield Ventura head boys basketball coach Jake Young.